Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, with so many festive treats lighting up the telly box this Christmas, it's easy to feel completely bamboozled by the choice. But don't worry, we're here to guide you through it all. And who better to help than our very own Christmas TV elf, Olivia Fahey. Olivia, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm wearing my Christmas jumper for you, Sian Nolighi.
I love it. I have my Star Wars Christmas jumper on myself. So even though I'm in black, I am still quite festive.
Right, okay. Let's get to it then. There is loads and loads on this Christmas. What will we start with on the 22nd?
Well, for tonight, I think Taskmaster, the Champion of Champions episode, they are always absolutely gas crack. You've got the likes of Andy Zaltzman, John Robbins, Maisie Adams, Matthew Bainton and Sam Campbell. So you know it's going to be absolute chaos. If anyone has never seen Taskmaster before...
Absolute chaos kind of captures Taskmaster,
it really,
doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does, because it's literally, it's a bunch of comedians who are being set all of these challenges by Greg Davis and Alex Horn, and they try and compete them in the most unusual manner that they can, and it is always a laugh a minute. So if you've never seen Taskmaster before, I really encourage you to tune into Channel 4 tonight at 9 p.m. That is going to be what I am watching tonight.
Okay, then the 23rd, Spider-Man
No Way Home. Yes, that was their big movie of, was it 2020-2021, when we have all of our Spider-Men kind of reuniting on the big screen. So if that's something that you are dying to relive this week, that's going to be on BBC One at 3:45 p.m.
Okay, if you're looking for a good cry, I don't think anyone can watch this bit without getting emotional. This is Emma Thompson's character, brokenhearted when she realised that her husband gave the gold necklace to somebody else for Christmas.
I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Still, somehow, it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love.
And it's like, I'll hate Alan Rickman. It's the only time you can hate Alan Rickman.
I absolutely love that. I don't love Love Actually. I'm quite conflicted on the whole Love Actually.
Do you know what? I think over the years, a lot of people have kind of turned against it, whereas I'm still like, it is so kitschy Christmas. I'm still here for it. I love it.
You're all in. Okay. Then on Christmas Eve. So that's on.
That's going to be on RT1 at 9:35.
On the 23rd.
Yes.
Okay. So take us up to Christmas Eve then. Oh, I love this. Paddington.
Paddington has become one of those films that has become an absolute family classic. So not only do we have Paddington on this Christmas, there's also Paddington 2 and even Paddington from Peru.
I think Paddington 2 might be the best of the three, actually.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's the one with Hugh Grant
and Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
Oh, it's classic.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. So that's going to be on BBC One at 5:30 p.m. But there's a little conflict. There's another film on at 5:30 p.m. on Channel 4, a Christmas classic.
Indeed. Would Christmas even be Christmas if 8-year-old Kevin McAllister wasn't mistakenly left at home while his family went on holiday?
I don't want a new family. I don't want any family. Families suck.
Just stay up there. I don't want to see you again for the rest of the night.
I don't want to see you again for the rest of my whole life. And I don't want to see anybody else either.
I hope you don't mean that. You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a family.
No, I wouldn't.
Then say it again. Maybe it'll happen.
I hope I never see any jerks again.
Oh, fighting words.
And boy, was he sorry. This has been watched twice already this Christmas in my house and probably will be watched again.
Wow. Yeah, because it's topped a lot of like movie lists for people. It's either this or The Muppet Christmas Carol. That seems to be the movie that people like to watch on Christmas Eve. So if you are one of those people, it's 5:30 p.m. on Channel 4.
Another one that people cannot get away from is Die Hard.
Die Hard. Yes. Now, again, there are a lot of disagreements and debates in a lot of houses. Is this a Christmas movie? Is it not? By definition of a Christmas movie, is a film that takes place at Christmas. And that, unfortunately, means that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I say unfortunately. For me, it's a good film. It's not on my Christmas rewatch list, but it is technically a Christmas movie. So hopefully that has helped silence some debates in people's households. It's going to be on TG Cahir at 9:45pm.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Okay. The big day then. You're stuffed with turkey. You're lolling around. Maybe you're waiting for the turkey. So again, Paddington again is on RT1 on the afternoon.
It is indeed at 2:05. And then actually on RT2, if you're not feeling very festive, you could also dive into the Addams Family Values, which I have to say is a classic favourite of mine. That's on RT2 at 2:20. Or if you're also kind of going back into your Spider-Man, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is, again, it's one of the best adaptations of a Spider-Man story. Starring Miles Morales is our Spider-Man, not Peter Parker this time. And it's all animated on RT1 at 3:35pm. Okay. But I think there's something else that we're more excited for.
Yes, because again, it's the festive season. Who could miss the dazzling routines, outrageous sets, the acres of bronzing flute and the occasional dance disasters, darling. Yeah, that's Strictly, of course. I was watching the final this weekend,
yes,
which was
me
great.
Too.
It was really good.
Delighted for Karen. Sorry, spoiler alert.
And indeed. And they even had the letter from Queen Camilla to say goodbye to Claude and Tess.
I know, that was so lovely.
Very emotional. But they'll be back for the Christmas Day one, for one time only.
For one last time. So this was pre-recorded. So technically the final was their last time doing it themselves. But the last time we get to see them on screen is going to be for the Christmas special. It's on 5:30pm on BBC One, and we've got an Irish interest in this this season. Brian McFadden is going to be taking part alongside Scarlett Moffat, Melanie Blatt, Jodie Ownsley, who's Fury from The Gladiators, and Nicholas Bailey and Babatunde Eleshe.
Okay, that'll be great. I know somebody, several people actually, who'll be sitting down for that for sure. Now, this next movie is set to make a grand return early next year for the sequel. But this is the iconic original.
You go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back. However, that blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when, in fact, you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room.
Yes, Meryl Streep, brilliant in
so
The Devil
iconic.
Wears Prada. Yeah, love that.
Yeah, so if you want to check that out before the long-awaited sequel comes out, that's on Film 4 at 6:50pm.
Okay, can you smell the eclairs? Of course, the Great British Bake Off.
Yes, Christmas special, always a highlight of the day for a lot of families. It's just like a big warm hug on Christmas Day. And this year, it's actually going to be a Peep Show special. So David Mitchell's taking part. Olivia Colman's taking part as well.
Oh,
so
I love a bit of Olivia Colman. Yeah,
I think it's going to be an absolute laugh a minute. That's on Channel 4 at 8pm.
And more classics then. Mrs. Brown's Boys will be back for the Christmas special. The Greatest Snowman. This one. I loved it, this movie. Let's have a quick reminder. This is one of the most popular movies of recent years. I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be at. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blood fragility? I'm just kidding.
Will always remember that from the Oscars when he just emerges from the audience and then slashes on the stage. It was just a classic Hollywood moment. Yes, Barbie is going to be on RT1 at 9:40pm on Christmas Day.
Yes, thinking about the one of the best, we're talking about our sweatshirts today. I'm Knuff has to be one
I
of
am
the
Knuff. Best. I know people who have them.
Yeah, that is a great movie for all the family to sit down and watch.
Absolutely. It is just a wonderful, wonderful film. They did an absolutely brilliant job of it. And you know what? As much as I'm not a fan of sequels, I do kind of hope they make another one.
Yeah. Stephen's Day then.
So, well, it's Stephen's Day. So what you can do is you can start your morning off, or rather your afternoon, with Minions on RTÉ1 at 1 p.m. And then you can set your recorder for Minions The Rise of Gru on BBC One at 2 p.m. so that you can literally go from the first Minions movie into the second one straight away. So you can have a proper movie marathon. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish is also on BBC One at 3:20 p.m. It is one of the hidden gems of the last few years. If you haven't seen it, you need to sit down and watch it.
And Westlife at the Royal Albert is there. I'm just right up against the clock very quickly. The big movie that is coming up, is it for New Year's? The Banshees.
The Banshees of Inisherin, yes. That's going to be on December 27th at 9:40 p.m. on RTÉ1.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it there. There is so much coming up. Really looking forward to all of that. Olivia, many thanks.